Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bibby. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Bibby. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Roland Office. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. Moreno reaches third base with a triple. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moreno scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foley moves to second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0, Pirates. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bibby. LaFleur moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Bibby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bibby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Foley steals second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bibby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from out and he is out, Foley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ott. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bibby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bibby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bibby takes first base on ball 4. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Moreno hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. 1 out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 1 in the game. Office takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Easler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Pirates. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a pop-up into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott strikes out. 2 outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bibby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bibby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bibby hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Scott Sanderson. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur strikes out. Ott drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws LaFleur out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. David Palmer now pitching. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Office hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Office moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Easler. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Office scores. Valentine moves to third. It's 5-1, Pirates. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Valentine scores. Parrish scores. It's 5-3, Pirates. Grant Jackson now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Cromartie moves to second. Andre Dawson pinch hits for David Palmer. Kent Tekulva now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Robinson now playing left field. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teckhulva fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from out and he is safe. Scott steals second. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from out and he is safe. Scott steals third. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Offis hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Ott reaches second base with a double. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Teckhulva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teckhulva strikes out. Two outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moreno for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.